This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Now, you have people here who feel they may be hybrid beings, so that possibly they contain genetic material from ET. But how would we determine that? With a DNA test?
I don't know if a DNA test would be able to identify DNA from an extraterrestrial that has been altered and inserted into the fetus or the blastula when they are put together. But we have cases where experiencers are taken to the craft. They're pregnant. They didn't know they were pregnant. They have observed these fetuses in various stages of development. And one is inserted, it appears, into their body. I suspect that the human father and the human mother are the genetic parents to that child, but that something is altered in the DNA that upgrades that child. These children who are born that you might think of as star children, star seeds, indigo children, tend to be highly intelligent, mature for their age. They tend to have psychic ability. They tend to be gentle. They're not warlike. Their values are different from the other children in their classroom. They seem to have a lot more knowledge than the others. They appear to be more spiritual in nature. So different than other children. Now, I'm not an expert on this. I know that there are other people in my field who specialize in this sort of thing, such as Barbara Lamb, who did a study on hybrids, and such as Mary Rodwell, our friend over in Australia, who has worked with in specializing in children who have had these experiences. Some of these children are very gifted healers. And some of them use a strange language while they're working on the body to heal these individuals. So pretty amazing information coming from both Barbara and Mary.
Not long ago, we had Preston Dennett on, and he was saying that one of the really common ways in his research that he's been doing and information gathering is that light and energy seem to be the primary ways that these experiencers have themselves healed. What we've got on one hand, we've got what seems to be kind of like sort of primitive kind of probes and stuff like that in some cases, but these healing experiences seem to be more like from beams of light or shining, like your example of the shining sort of creatures or sphere orb that came in.
Yes, or even kind of a frequency that passes through the body that causes a tingling sensation throughout the body, and then the problem is healed. So theoretically, with information from the Edgar Mitchell Foundation, free, you might think, well, the human body is being elevated to a higher frequency. And it was at a lower frequency which caused the disease. That's all theoretical. And still, there is a lot to study in this field. It's very exciting. Preston Dennett and Dr. Joseph Burks wrote an article on ET healing in Free's book, Beyond UFOs, The Science of Consciousness and Contact with NHI, non-human intelligence. I also have a chapter in that book.
Something else I ran across, and thanks for that. These are all really interesting people to talk to who are out there doing work similar to yourselves. They're part of this family we're talking about. He's had his own experiences. You know, maybe the world really is getting ready for something, and part of me feels that way. I mean, certainly Stephen Bassett feels that way. He was on long ago. But something else I wanted to bring up that I ran across, I had never really considered before, and this going back to the sleep paralysis issue again, but the idea is that some of these hypnopompic or hypnagogic experiences aren't simply hallucinations, but are similar in nature to screen memories where actual experiences have been suppressed and are manifesting themselves while the experiencer is still in a semi-conscious state and is close to the surface. So maybe we shouldn't be too quick to write off these waking dream-like experiences as purely imaginary events.
Well, possibly, but that's something that I would have to look into further. I know recently Dr. Joseph Burke spoke at the MUFON Symposium. I was there, and I took the time off my vendor table to actually go and listen to his lecture, and he hypothesize that these might even be staged events where they are more psychically generated by non-humans toward human individuals.
Well, that's an interesting point, because we often hear about the theatrical nature of the experience, whether it's just a plain sighting or it's a more in-depth experience where then an encounter happens, you know, a scene. 4 or 5, something like that. So, yes, if they're trying to influence our behavior, then including an element of social conditioning through some sort of theatrical presentation, I mean, look at how powerful advertising and media is. If they may be doing the same thing. Maybe we've got one central cause that is manifesting itself in all these different ways in order to study our behavior.
Well, if that is true, then we have to consider the fact that there have been witnesses to the UFO when people have been taken. So it's not always occurring in someone's bedroom.
Right, but even when people are seeing it, it's still as if it's playing out, I mean, playing out for their benefit.
Maybe the people on the ground are being impacted as well, but that is beyond my level of knowledge.
How about a situation where, this might help to clarify some of that, a situation where you do believe that you're dealing with a person who is having genuine encounter experiences, but is also having hypnagogic or hypnopompic type hallucinations? Do you have any of those where there's an overlap?
I suspect that there is an overlap in some of the cases that I have studied in depth. Yes.
Okay. Well, I mean, that would be really interesting to maybe find out a little bit more about. But where are you at now? What's the most sort of exciting thing that you're looking at now in your research?
I'm very, very interested in communication with non-human intelligence. And so I have been looking into that. FREE is going to form another organization that is entirely devoted to consciousness. And we're going to be taking a look at the communication by simply non-human intelligence, regardless of what it is, and comparing and contrasting those kinds of things. But I have found evidence that our government has been interested in this dating back to the early 50s, and I have written about that as well in Free's book, Beyond UFOs. So if you're interested in that, all of the information is there. But please, if you buy that, also get extraterrestrial contact. What to do when you've been abducted.
Okay. We're glad that you can mention that. It's available at Amazon, by the way. I was looking at the listing. In Kindle book, and the paperback and everything, so check it out. All right? I don't charge you for that promotion, Kathleen. You know, you're a friend. We don't charge. We don't charge our friends. Kathleen, Jean, and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
We're continuing with discussions of extraterrestrial contact, what you can do if you feel you may have been abducted. Randall, pick up.
Actually, it's just fine for our guests to be able to say where our listeners can find their stuff, because that's what it's really all about. We want to be part of helping you get your message out there. So people can go to www.kathleenmartin.com and find all of that stuff there, as well as look up your stuff on the usual sources, I'm sure, like Amazon and so on. And while we're doing a little shameless promotion here, people who follow me on the site and elsewhere know that I've been doing some music videos, and we talked about them earlier, where one of them was an environmental video, on an environmental apocalypse if we don't clean up our act. Another one on nuclear, the danger. And now, these are the very messages that we've been getting, and I feel compelled that they need to get out there. And I'm doing another one now on kindness for people. I'm looking for anyone out there who can send pictures or video clips. It can be home movies, anything that you can come up with that's royalty-free and cost-free that can be used to demonstrate in video acts of kindness for my next video. So if there's anyone out there who knows how to get them or has some, please just get in touch, and maybe we can help make the world a better place.
I certainly hope so. That's a very worthwhile project and much needed today. There is so much negativity and hatred being expressed in this world that kindness is extremely important.
And there is the third element of, we've got the environment, we've got the anti-nuclear, and now we've got the be better to each other thing. Now, I mean, if this is the kind of family we're involved in here, Kathleen, I feel like pretty good to be a part of it, really, in a way.
I do as well. I think that we have to overcome that initial flight or fight, fearful response, and learn to move on beyond all of that. And with understanding and knowledge comes acceptance. And that's why I'm working with experiencers and why I've written this book, because as I attempt to assist experiencers for that very reason, and, with kindness, with acceptance, we will move the world along much further. There's too much hatred. There's too much hostility and negativity in this world that feeds into the collective consciousness of this earth that could lead to war, that leads to further negativity. It's so important for us as individuals to be kind to one another. And part of that feeling is the feeling that I had when I wrote this book, when I formed this committee at the Mutual UFO Network that expresses kindness toward individuals who have had these experiences. It's important to overcome the shock and denial, the fear and anger, and to move on to exploration, even if you might feel isolated, so that eventually you can relinquish these feelings, you can recalibrate, and you can move on in a positive manner.
Oh, that is also true. And you are another one of those really positive people out there who are dealing with still what could be seen as kind of a dark and confusing type of subject matter. Another one that we've had, Morgan Knudsen, she's an investigator up here in Edmonton, similar, very positive person. This desire to help people through these experiences that they're having seems to be at the core of what I would call the better researchers out there. At the same time, though, I worry to some degree, because if we try to remove ourselves from it to some degree and be more objective, there are some pretty serious ethical issues going on. I mean, I don't think that we'd be entertaining the idea of abducting any pregnant mothers in our own civilization and subjecting them to any kind of advanced DNA manipulation of their unborn babies, you know? And yet for some reason, somehow people are kind of accepting this. Don't you find a bit of a juxtaposition there?
I do when I look at it from the other side, you know, and you have to weigh this. What is more important? Moving mankind ahead on an evolutionary scale for our own benefit, or having absolute control over your body? You know, Dolores Cannon, who was a brilliant woman who used hypnosis, she developed the quantum healing hypnosis technique, and I'm a quantum healing hypnosis practitioner. So she, from all of the hypnosis that she had done on experiencers, stated that they had made an agreement before they came into this lifetime to be taken, to be part of a program. And I have worked with experiencers who have told me the same thing. Either they were ETs in a previous lifetime, or they have been taken by these ETs that they've had a long-term connection with and are doing this time in order to advance mankind. So, you know, that's another way to look at it. None of us, as I said, knows all of the answers. But, you know, a lot of people feel that they are being used, that they're being abused, and they just want it to end. So one of the chapters in Extraterrestrial Contact, What to Do When You've Been Abducted, addresses this issue. You know, if these non-human entities are kind, if they're benevolent, wouldn't they agree to release you from that contract if you had one, if you wanted to be released, that it was just too much, it was too trying, you didn't like having your life disrupted in that way? I would think if they were benevolent, they would give you a reprieve.
Of course. I mean, we could look at it the way that we deal with wildlife. I mean, if they're looking at us as just another species on the planet, and that they're studying our behavior the way that we might study the behavior of other animals, well, we do things like, say, track wolf packs over the courses of generations, and we track them down with helicopters and dart them and tranquilize them, and they might be super, super fearful, but in the end, the whole thing is for the benefit of their survival. So, you know, maybe there is a bigger picture that we're not seeing.
We'll proceed with more speculation, more considerations about abductions. Kathleen Martin has been at it for 30 years. And we've been at the Paracast for 13 and a half, I think, at this point. Gene and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump heaping praise on the new British Prime Minister Boris Johnson as the two leaders meet at the G7 summit in France. Trump calling Johnson the right man to deliver the British exit from the European Union, or Brexit.
He's the right man for the job.
I've been saying that for a long time. Didn't make your predecessor very happy, but I've been saying it for a long time.
Meanwhile, Johnson says the U.S. is going to have to compromise and lift restrictions on U.K. businesses if it wants a trade deal with the U.K. At least six people being treated for non-life-threatening injuries after lightning struck a tree near where they were standing at the PGA Tour Championship near Atlanta, Georgia, yesterday. The National Hurricane Center says a fourth named storm has formed in the Atlantic Ocean, Tropical Storm Dorian just heading into the Caribbean Sea. And this is USA Radio News.
There's something out there for you. American road is calling, so what's it gonna be? Hey, it's an amazing day, traveling our own highway. No matter where it leads us, we can smile, cause we're leaning in the mile.
Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Hi, this is Joshua P. Warren, author of The Poor Man's Paranormal, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
You know, I'm looking at this thing here, and I know you want to be positive, Kathleen Martin, and I don't blame you, especially if we have a higher or more powerful force coming down here. But you talk about the abduction phenomenon starting in the 1950s. But we've had stories for many years before that of interactions with so-called higher beings. Why would you think it started after World War II?
Well, I have studied those interactions with higher beings and those who had claimed that they were communicating with these higher beings back in the 50s. And I've also worked under hypnosis with individuals who have had these kinds of experiences, who didn't really know what was going on in their lives until they underwent hypnosis, the quantum healing hypnosis, and looked into their entire lifetime and what the entities had communicated with them. And these entities have been telling them that they have known them from the beginning of time, through all lifetimes. So they even say that they were here hundreds of thousands of years ago, and the Earth came to a point where it could no longer sustain all of the life that was there, that they had developed technology to move on. They went exploring. They found another planet where they now reside. So, I mean, that's a fantastic tale. But in this case, one of the cases that I'm talking about, there was a great deal of evidence, multiple witnesses and evidence to go along with this. So You know, who knows? It gets stranger and more confusing as we obtain additional information and try to place it into perspective.
This would also take back the stories that go back to biblical times, so-called ancient astronauts, that maybe E.T. put us here in the first place, and they're watching over us for whatever reason to see what we're doing. And maybe that's why they're so concerned when we deviate from the straight and the narrow.
Maybe we are their science project.
That seems to be the case. I mean, if they're doing any kind of genetic research on us, that's genetic engineering. That is science. I mean, even if we consider religion, if God created, if there is such a thing, I guess that's a concept more than anything else. But let's suppose you believe in God. Well, if he created human beings, we're made from genetic material. That makes God a genetic engineer. So it's all in the way that we look at the situation. I find that, you know, maybe I'm just as misguided as everyone else, but I tend to find that many of the people, at least the ones who I believe are sincere and have a genuine and constructive interest in UFO phenomena, they're trying to do their best in what they believe in, even if their beliefs aren't entirely supportable or maybe seem nonsensical. They mean well. They want to do the right thing to try to get to the bottom of the mystery, which is truly real.
Absolutely. I agree.
What do you think the next step is? Now, you talked about consciousness. We have a huge consciousness thread on our forum where we've been discussing what it is, what it means. Nobody really knows yet. We've got philosophers like David Chalmers who have brought up what's known as the hard problem of consciousness, and nobody's been able to really solve this yet. What connection does it have for you in this new project that you're starting?
Well, with the free organization, there have been many, many individuals who have come to Free and to Ray Hernandez with information about their ongoing conscious contact with non-human intelligence, not knowing what that is. It could be through out-of-body experiences, through channeling, through astral travel, through any of a number of things, or from maybe being taken to craft. There are so many ways that people are receiving information. So what is the connection? Is there a connection between all of these different things that we're not entirely aware of? Are they all interrelated, or are some of them different? That's the kind of question that Free is asking and wants to do the research to attempt to find the answers to this. Are these non-human entities all part of a huge collective consciousness? And are all of these beings and the consciousness that survives the death of the human body all part of this huge collective consciousness, interdimensionally, under many, many dimensions, where the higher dimensions might be more advanced spiritually than the lower dimensions? There are many, many questions that we're exploring as well. We're just beginning that study, but to me it is fascinating. No longer the nuts and bolts of UFOs, are they here? It is, what is all of this about?
You might find some of the work of Professor Paul Kingsbury very useful in this. If you're not familiar with him, he's a professor out of Simon Fraser University and part of the Scientific Coalition for Ufology. I think they're calling it UAP Studies now, which I think that's a bit of a shame that they've shied away from actually saying what it really is that they're studying. But being a genuine professor and cultural geographer, he's looking at the way that these experiences map out over the geography of the regions and what they're about in very academic ways. You might find some patterns there.
Yes, I will mention that to Ray Hernandez so he can look into that if he'd like.
One of the big things we keep talking about these days in the UFO field is the possibility of disclosure, that the government will reveal what it knows about UFOs or UAPs, whatever they want to be called. If that were to happen, does that mean that they'll tell us that countless numbers of humans have been lab rats?
That would not be something that any government would be able to do, in my opinion. And I think that that has been the greatest block in terms of disclosure. And I think that that's probably the reason that when any of the individuals who are involved in disclosure mention the craft, they're not mentioning non-human living entities in relation to the craft. They're talking about the evidence for the craft, that it does not appear to be technologically viable here on Earth. Their development is way above our own level of knowledge and scientific technology. But they want to talk about robots or artificial intelligence being on that craft, not sentient beings such as we are. So, you know, I think that that is still something that's going to be covered up. Our military in every country in the world is helpless when it comes to ending this contact that many people think is negative and many think is positive. More and more people are beginning to think that it's positive. In fact, on MUFON's study, we asked, if you could end this experience today, would you? 71% stated that they would not want to end contact today. So, you know, people are developing a different attitude toward it. But still, the government, the military would be taking a huge leap to talk about what is on that craft and that it might be non-human entities who are very, very different than humans.
Let's break it here for the final segment. Gene Randall, Kathleen, you're in
the Paracast.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Hey, this is Marie D. Jones, the author of This Book is from the Future, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We have the final segment going on now with Paracast. We're learning about extraterrestrial contact and what you can do if you think you have been abducted. And Kathleen, continue, please.
Yes, I was talking about the attitude toward the idea of contact with sentient beings on craft by the government and how no military force on this world is capable of stopping this from happening, but that there are, according to MUFON's study, people who are beginning to accept this idea and to view it in a more positive light. In fact, 71% of those who participated in our study said that they would not end contact today if it were possible. So a very large percentage. And Free's study of 4,000 individuals had an even higher percentage who stated they would not want to end their experiences.
Maybe so, what we've got here, though, is a little bit of Stockholm syndrome going on. I mean, okay, here's something. I'm just saying, I'm just turning this all around now.
Yeah,
and, we have to do this in order to be responsible. We have had situations where our military aircraft have fired on unidentified flying objects and damaged them. We think that there probably have been crashes and military encounters with UFOs. So it's not like we're as helpless as we were back in biblical times when the voice came down from the mountain and said, you're going to sacrifice your finest goat or firstborn or whatever the case. They're dealing now with relatively advanced society with some pretty powerful weaponry at our disposal. And one of the common things about be good to the environment, don't proliferate your weapons, and be kind to one another, the common denominator there is to be docile and to listen to them and do as we're told. You know, maybe there is something where the government knows that this is going on. What I'm getting at here is there are people who say that the government does know and they've got to deal with them. Where, okay, we'll let you take so many people for your research if you just, whatever their deal is. And then you get into these my labs, the military abductions, where they think there's maybe some collusion going on. What do you think of all of that?
I think that there is a great deal of speculation and a great number of allegations being made that are not backed up by tangible evidence. And I'm a person who still looks for tangible evidence. I know that there is the dark side of this. And I even address this in Extraterrestrial Contact, where are all of these experiencers, including myself, suffering from Stockholm Syndrome? Do we love our abusers? I don't think so, and the experiencers that I've asked don't think so, but people who take a negative view of this do. And maybe there is a darker side to some of this. Maybe it does involve my lab abductions. Maybe humans are being treated horribly by certain species of non-humans. But I do not have the tangible evidence or the interest in attempting to determine the validity of these claims. There are other people who specialize in that. I specialize in what I do. It takes up all of my time. I'm not going to lose sleep in order to investigate that further. I'm going to leave it to those who do have that kind of interest.
That's probably really wise. And of course, it's one of the first things I think that people start to realize when they get involved in this field, as it is so complex. And it's not just simple black and white. So it may not be just a matter of some ETs coming here in an interstellar craft and communicating with us in some sort of cultural exchange. But if they are, and if that's what you're looking at, Kathleen, and we know that the powers that be out there in the military with all of their high-tech tracking systems, we know they know. And now they know we know. So it's not unreasonable for them to be interested in anyone who has had a genuine experience. So there's going to be some overlap with what you do. Have you ever had the experience that you're being watched or that you are being, you know, monitored yourself by the government, that sort of thing, just what you're doing?
A few years ago, after I wrote The Alien Abduction Files with Janice Stoner, I was approached by a man who said that he was in the military and in an official sense, and that they did not like what I was doing. So
Really?
It told
wow.
me that, yeah, now that's what I was told. And so I agreed to tone it down. Because some of the things I was saying were very frightening, and so I made that agreement. Now, was it someone from the military, or was it a jerk who was pretending to be someone from the military who just wanted to control me? I don't know. I've had, in the past, in that time frame, problems with phone calls where it was too frequent to be coincidence. I was documenting this. So there were some things that went on, but I make it very clear to officials in our government, if anyone is interested, I'd be happy to share my knowledge and my family's knowledge with them. They don't have to attempt to intimidate me. I'd be happy to cooperate with my government, to help my government to gain a better understanding of what is happening. I'm a loyal citizen.
That's a really great attitude. Of course, then all they would probably ask in return is that you just, you know, stop doing what you're doing. Because that's exactly what happened with me. I had some people contact me and say, we'll let you in on the inside scoop if you just stop what you're doing.
Uh-huh.
You know, so I don't know.
Yeah, that's a difficult one. But I think I do have a lot of the scoop filled from my years of research, dating back really to 1961, when my aunt and uncle Betty and Barney Hill were abducted. So I started this a long time ago, 30 years ago, pretty much on a full-time basis. So I don't know if they have a lot of information that I'm not already aware of.
We're getting towards the end here. Let's make sure that if people want to know more, you remind us again where they can find your stuff, and if you've got any talks or conferences or events that you'll be at in the near future.
Well, go to my website at Kathleen with a K dash, like a hyphen, Marden, MARDEN.com. You can purchase autographed copies of my books there. You can read all of my upcoming conferences on my website, but I'll mention three. One is in Exeter, New Hampshire, the Exeter UFO Festival over Labor Day weekend. The next one is the International UFO Congress Conference in Phoenix. And the third one is the UFO Cruise at UFOCruise.com. If you sign up for that, mention my name. It leaves from San Diego. And other upcoming events, we're going to have a conference in Florida in November, too. So all of it is on my website, and you can also purchase unautographed copies of my book and ebooks at Amazon.com and also at Barnes & Noble.
You can find us on Twitter if you look for the Paracast. Look for the Paracast communities, fan clubs, whatever, two of them on Facebook. Observe security and privacy. We want that. Also, we have a second radio show after the Paracast, and it can consist of continuations of our main interviews, new interviews, special content. Also, William Puckett's weekly UFO sighting updates exclusive. We also offer a version of this show free of the network ads. Better quality audio, enhanced audio. All this for a low subscription price. To learn more, how to sign up and everything you need to know, go to plus.theparacast.com. Once again, that's plus.theparacast.com. And you'll learn everything. If you have any questions, you can always write us, and we're happy to hear from you. Kathleen Marden, we always enjoy having you come on the Paracast. Thank you for joining us once again.
Well, thank you so much. It was a pleasure, as always.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendovite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.